Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to each and every one. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. So glad that you tune in this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I trust and pray that you had a glorious and a victorious weekend. Yes, you know, that's the word. You know, I tell you, when the Bible tells us that you just have to live by faith, and I found out that it's power in your confession, especially if you want that know that you're living according to all that God will have you to live. So I just thank and praise the Lord for a glorious weekend, and thank God for a victorious weekend. I thank and praise the Lord. We had a speaking engagement, but the Lord blessed us to go. He brought us back home safely. I was able to spend some time with some of my relatives. And I just thank and praise the Lord for Jesus. You know, I don't only just thank God that I'm alive, but you know, every day, ever since the day that Jesus came in my life, I've been so grateful. And, you know, I thank and praise the Lord. You know, I've been saved over 40-some years, and I found out some laws and principles when it come down to the things in the Word of God. If you violate them laws and principles, you're going to suffer the consequences. I found out that God promise is conditional. Yes, grace. Yes, we all have access to the favor of God, or better yet, the grace and the favor of God. But there too, again, when it comes down to the manifestation, even walking, experience the grace what God has for each one of us, we have our part to play. So I just thank and praise the Lord that I'm saved. I thank God that my eyes have came open to know that God is real. I'm talking about the reality. You know, a lot of times people say, well, prophet, I already know that God is real. Listen, when the reality of God really be revealed to you, it'll change the way you see life and the way you live. You'll want to change when the reality, when it really come open to you that God is real. The one that you hear people talk about, maybe your ancestor, it'll really do something to you. And I thank and praise the Lord for Jesus, who is the Son of God, who is my Savior and my Lord. He's Lord over my life. He's Lord over everything that I possess. I thank and praise the Lord for Christ and his anointing. It's on the inside. You know, when I was coming up, they used to sing the song, come by here, Lord, come by here. And, you know, I don't bash the way the knowledge that was given to me or the way I was raised up in the church, because I found out people can only give you what they know. But at that time, that's all they know. And it sound good. It was a rhythm to it, you know. But it's the old saying said, but when the dust settled, when trouble came knocking at the door, when certain thoughts came to my mind, when the negative, you know, I found out that in this new covenant, in the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, is on the inside of me. Christ and I is one. So it really makes a difference if you decreeing and declaring the promise of God and you have a relationship with him. Yeah, the enemy going to contest it, but the manifestation will come. If you be steadfast and unmovable in what God's word said, if you stand in the evil days. So I just thank and praise the Lord. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that came down the day of Pentecost that now abide on the inside of me. And listen, if you are born again believer and you haven't as yet received the Holy Spirit, you need to receive the Holy Spirit. And then if you... one of the signs, according to the book of Acts, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll begin to speak with other tongues after Spirit give us. If you don't have your prayer language, you're missing out. on a great, on I would say a great gift. You know, you're missing out on something that really can help you. You know, if you a person that maybe you ever just done prayed about something over and over again, and you find yourself getting a little stressed, you find yourself getting overwhelmed. Would you tell us to build up your most holy faith by praying in your prayer language? And in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, it tells us whenever we pray in our prayer language, it's the Holy Spirit praying through us, and we talking to God, you know. So I'm agreement with the scripture God have given us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, everything pertaining to life and godliness. And so I just thank and praise the Lord, you know, that I'm saved today. It's the old saying, say I'm sanctified. It's sanctified. The word of God will sanctify you. The word of God will set you apart. You know, if you're a born-again believer and you say you saved and you always hang around the sinners, you always cursing and fornicate and doing those things that God hates, you need to really go back and examine yourself, because the Spirit of God is not going to allow you just to hang around sinners, those that drink, those that use the Lord's name in vain. You ain't going to want to hang around that all the time. But I just thank and praise the Lord today that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongue. And I just thank you, Father. I always lift up a holy hand before the Father. I tell him thank you. Thank you for allowing us to see 2024. And I give honor, I thank and praise the Lord always for Apostle Armstrong. He is the sponsor of this broadcast. So we thank and praise the Lord. We continue to lift him up before the Lord, that in 2024 that God will enlarge his territory, that God will bring more enlightenment, understanding, and revelation to him like never before. We've been talking, we started Thursday, we start talking about since you believe. Now, in Acts, on one occasion, the apostle asked the believers, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, no, they had not even heard of it. And my thing is, when God gave this to me, about John 10:10, if you was to go there in your Bible to John 10:10, it said the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, but I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. And if you are born again believing, and if you're not experiencing that abundant life, then not only just you receive eternity, not only you just a new creation in Christ Jesus, but you experience the blessing, the peace of God. You learn how to walk in the victory. You learn how to be an overcomer. You learn how to endure hardness as a good soldier. You learn how to walk in the forgiveness of God, the peace of God. You know, these are part of the abundant life. And my brother and sister, if you're not experiencing that, you're a born-again believer, you need to examine yourself. The Bible says spiritual man judges all things. But what it is, a person that is spiritually, we judge ourselves based upon what the word says. We judge our circumstance. And so there, too, again, we're going to continue to talk about that, because, you know, I went through a season in my life. I will always hear what God was going to do, but I wasn't seeing the manifestation of the going to do. Come on, somebody. And I really don't believe that some people need another word as much as they need to do the word that they already been receiving. A lot of people, you know, as a prophet, I have people call me, Prophet, what is the word? I need a word from the Lord, you know. And I feel, and I be sensing a lot of time, you ain't done the first thing that God told you to do. And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to condemn anyone, because the Bible said, therefore, there's no more condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit. And if you are a person that's seeking after the things of God, God don't condemn you, but the Holy Spirit do convict you. And that's one of the things that Apostle Paul said. He said, I didn't come with man's wisdom, but I came with power and demonstration. And one of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit gonna convict you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit will convict you. If you hear and preaching as we say, and there's no conviction in it, something wrong with that. You cannot be in the presence of a hearing of the gospel of the kingdom and you don't never be convicted. The Holy Spirit will convict you because he is the convictor. But anyway, we're going to go in prayer so I can get in this teaching. And I pray that you that have tuned into the broadcast, that you not one that just want to come on and want to be critical and judging. Don't do that. But I pray you tuning in because you want something from the Lord. You expecting the Lord to give a word. You expecting the Lord to give you something so you can experience the abundant life. You want a word that gonna enhance my faith, gonna increase my faith so my faith can be affected. Amen, somebody. Because God want the world, God want to show the world through us that he is real and he loves his children. And he want them to come in as well. So as I stated, we're going to go on and pray and get into word, in the word. I'm excited. Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus. I thank you right now for this opportunity. And Father, I thank you for enlightenment. I thank you for understanding. I thank you for revelation that going to be released to those who have tuned in to the broadcast. I cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus right now. You said that he come to you, God, and you will no wise cast him out. You said to those that diligently seeketh you will reward them. So, Father, I just thank you for a right now word. I thank you for 2024, and I thank you that 2024, if we get in your word, if we get our knowledge increased and meditate on your word and do your word, we will experience the abundant life that Jesus came to give. We experience what 3 John, the first chapter, said, Beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as thy soul shall prosper. So, Father, as we increase in your knowledge, not only just reading it, but applying it and doing your word, we will experience the abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen. In my study devotion time on early Sunday morning, God gave me something and just really registered in my spirit. It said, a promise from God is not just a possibility, but a certainty when God promised. When God promised them, it is as good as done. Remember we said on last Thursday in Titus, the first chapter, it said God don't lie. Now, a lot of people are jumping. They agree with that. But when it come down to receiving and experience the manifestation of the promise of God, some is about almost ready to say, they'll say God didn't do it. That stuff ain't true. But they won't just come out and say God lied. That's too much. Now some people might just be that ignorant and that foolish to say it, because the Bible said only a fool said in his heart is no God. But for the most of it, we need to realize if God promised it, God will do it. And that's why I really want to lay my foundation, because the question is, are you experiencing the abundant life that Jesus came and paid for? When I look at the redemption work of Christ, and when he made that bold statement in the gospel, it is finished. Now, Jesus completed some things. He removed some things out of our life that we that come to Jesus, or we that receive Jesus, his certain things that would take place in the life now, in the here life. Now, yes, we have eternal life, but guess what? I don't need eternal life right now. I need it when I leave here. But the things that I need here on this earth is to walk in victory, to have a peace of mind. Come on, somebody. To be able to conquer my enemy, or better yet, defeat the enemy. Paul even told Timothy on one occasion, he said, Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. But there too again, my point is this. I'm going to read again. A promise from God is not just a possibility, but a certainty. When God makes a promise, it is good as done. Now, that's the creator. That's God. That's the way, the God of God. If God done made you a promise, listen, God gonna back that promise up. Now, you know I said if, because I learned a lot of times people are say God said, but really they're going by what somebody else said. That's why a lot of times when I'm ministering or teaching, I want you to put your eyes on it. I want you to, yeah, you can pull the scriptures out of context. I don't deny that. You need to put your eyes on it. Even when we go off the air, you need to go back and retrace them scriptures and study. God told Joshua in Joshua, the first chapter, he said, meditate in my word day and night. And by you meditating in my word, you'll be able to do them. And then he said, you will prosper. You will be successful. Y'all listen, God haven't lied to us. I found out in the Bible talks a lot about the knowledge of God. The Bible talks a lot about it. The Bible talks a lot about the knowledge of God. We're just doing some review in Proverbs 11 and 9. Like I said, I want you to get it because, y'all, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and God bless my soul, I'm a great-grandmother. And I love my children, I love my grandchildren, and I love my great-grandchildren. And I want nice things to happen for them. Come on, somebody. I know we live in a world that is cursed and all that, but listen, that don't stop you from reaping the manifestation of the fulfillment of God's word. And that's why we want to start with these foundation scriptures, Proverbs 11 and 9. It's that a hypocrite with his mouth destroy his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. See, the Bible says where the spirit of Christ is, it's liberty. Now, the knowledge of God will bring deliverance. It will bring victory to you. It will bring happiness and joy and peace. Yes, it will. I'm a witness. It'll bring healing to your body. That's why I said it is so important to get the knowledge. The Bible tells us a fool will reject knowledge. Now, that's what the Bible say. That ain't what Prophet Miller say, but that's what the Bible say. Okay, I'm going to give you a nun. And sometimes it might seem like I'm just, going back through the same thing. She done said that. I wish she'd have gone to something else. Is she ready for it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You know, this word will deliver you, but you have your part to play. Come on, somebody. It tell you in Proverbs 19. And so many scriptures talk about knowledge. It said, he that wastes his father and chase away his mother is the son that causes shame and bring reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to error from the word of knowledge. When we error from the word of knowledge of God, listen, ain't nothing waiting on you but destruction. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, that is important. When you, I, or anybody, when we stray or we reject the knowledge of God, listen, you asking for trouble. Don't let nobody tell you, well, you ain't got this to worry about. No. The commandments of God don't automatically happen. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 8 and 9, It tells you, so all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth. See, the word of God will bring understanding to you. The knowledge of God will bring understanding to you. Here to help you to understand why things happen the way they do on the earth. Come on, somebody. Then he said, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than chosen gold. See, there too again, it tells us what when you find wisdom, the knowledge of God would do for you. Like I said, I know I'm quoting a lot of scriptures and giving you a lot of scripture, but I'm telling you, it's so much in the word of God. Come on, somebody. It's so much in the word of God, and I love the word. I just love the word. I love to read the word. Okay, now let me get in my today. I want to get in my today. We want to start out. We're going to go to 2 Peter, but not right now. But I want to share something with you that is kind of stirring in my spirit right now. In 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, and, you know, a lot of time in the beginning of the year, a lot of people be on consecration and stuff, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing, you know. But, you know, I found out in Isaiah 58, when the people began to complain about they were fasting and seeking God, but they weren't hearing from God. They weren't seeing, getting a breakthrough in their fast. And God had Isaiah to tell them that the fasting they were doing was not pleasing to God. And y'all, that's something that all of us have to come into the knowledge. God have a way of doing things. And if we reject the way that God said do it, we ain't going to reap the result. And that's my thing. You know, in 2024, God done really impressed on my heart. Seek out why we ain't seeing the manifestation. If you've been saved more than a year, it's some things ought to be manifesting in your life. You shouldn't be repeating the same cycles. Come on, somebody. The Bible tells us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us to go from faith to faith. Come on, somebody. From faith, to glory, to glory. We're supposed to be ever advancing in the things, the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation of God. And if that's not happening in your life, you need to pull to the side and say, now, wait a minute. Something wrong with this picture. Come on now. I know I did that. I have did that in my personal life. And I promise you, each time, God will let me know where I'm coming up flat. But like I said, in Deuteronomy, and slow down, Ann. In 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. I might be here today. I don't know. But in 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, I'm trying to find it. I'm going to it now. Where it was where David had fulfilled the promise. Well, Solomon fulfilled the promise. Everybody know that Solomon wanted to build the temple, but God said no. But the point I want to show you through the word is God allowed Solomon to build the temple. Well, now, today, God dwell in us. And when you go and read the Old Testament, I found out when it come down to the temple of God, God expected the people to treat it with such holiness, such honor and respect, you know. But it was leading us into that the day was going to come when God's spirit dwell in us. And that's why when I hear people want you to believe you can live any kind of way, that is not God. But anyway, after the temple was completed and they dedicated, Solomon began to pray. And what I want to show you through this here, if I have time, I'm not going to read all of it for time's sake, but I want you to go back once we go off the air. I want you to read this. Listen, if you want to know about God, get in his word. Yes, it's good to hear my message and anybody, but listen, ain't nothing like you getting in this word and putting your eyes on it and then meditate on it and let God give you your own personal revelation and where you at that moment. I had somebody tell me, ain't been too long ago, well, so-and-so said this thing. I said, but that ain't what the word say. You know, because we're living in this new age. It's a lot of teaching. It's a lot of revelation. People saying things about God that is not true. You ain't going to live any kind of way and go to heaven. Now, you know, we got some people now don't even believe that hell exists. Well, you go on and let the devil deceive you like that. You go on and be deceived if you want to. The Bible tells us, Jesus even spoke about hell. Spoke about hell. On many occasions. It is a place called heaven and a place called hell. Don't be deceived. Where the Bible tells us that in the last day, many will be deceived. But anyway, let me get this out. I want to show you where he began to pray. In Second Chronicle, the sixth chapter, and it tells you how he blessed the Lord. He did all of that. But he began to pray and ask the Lord. He said he stood before the altar of the Lord and in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hand. And he began to pray. He began to give honor to God and thank God. But he had the prayers that he prayed that he wanted God to do certain things when it came down to that temple, the temple they had built. First, in the 15th verse, he gave thanks to God. But as I stated, he wanted God to do some specific things. And he was asking God to do certain things. And one of them, he was saying, he said, now in the 16th verse, now therefore, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, your father, David, my father, that which thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in thy sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yea, so that thy children take heed to their ways to walk in my laws as thou have walked. And like I said there too again, I want you to see, because like I said, he prayed. He prayed, I'm telling you, in Second Chronicle, like I said, you can read it. I would advise you to read it on your time because I don't want to use all my time on it. But it just lets you see that in Second Chronicle, the sixth chapter, how Solomon asked God to make provision for the people when they sin. And like I said, read Second Chronicle, the sixth chapter, verses 37 through 39. Second Chronicle 6, 37 through 39. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm not going to read all of it. I let you do that. But it do fit in with what we're talking about. Since you believe, have you experienced the abundant life that Jesus have paid? The Bible said he redeemed us. Through Jesus' redemption work, is certain things supposed to be manifesting in the believer's life? And if those things is not manifesting in your life, two things could be going on. First, you could be ignorant of it. And then second, you cannot know that they are conditional. Yes. But anyway, it said, you know, that Solomon asked God to make provision for the people when they sin. God answered him with full condition. Now he prayed it in 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, but God answered him in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and these was the condition that God said. I wrote down, I put it in fold. It said God answered with full condition. And first he said forgiveness. Forgiveness, and this is something the enemy really fight the body of Christ today. I have heard people say, well, I forgive, but I won't forget. And I ain't going to even, I'm not going to even waste my time on that because some of you ought to know. When you truly forgive somebody, yeah, the enemy going to try to bring it up. But if you throw that word only, the remembered means when he said forgive and forget, it means that you're not going to be, when you see that person, allow all a resentment or bitterness to come up. But we all supposed to walk, live a forgiveness life. Forgiveness supposed to be a lifestyle for the believers. We supposed to be forgiven even as God for Christ's sake forgave us. We're not supposed to be going around repeating what people done did, and by repeating it and meditating, we're reliving it. We're giving the devil opportunity to get in there and make it work. See, these things can hinder the manifestation of that abundant life. But is it, we're supposed to honor ourselves by admitting our sin. And like I said, when God gave this, because I know a lot of people, they don't consecrate. But listen. Before, when you start your consecration, make sure you're going in there repenting. Repent for all that you knowledge of that you done sinned, and then ask the Holy Spirit to expose what's in your heart, if it's unforgiveness, if it's resentment, bitterness, whatever it is in my heart, Holy Spirit, I want you to expose and reveal it to me. The Bible says in 1 John, In 1 John, the first chapter, if we confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive us, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then he take us, the Bible tells us, when we confess our sin and forsake him, God have mercy. Listen, not you repent to the next time. No. It don't work that way. But we have to humble ourselves. God is not going to humble you. Now, your circumstances can humble you. But we supposed to honor ourselves by admitting, Lord, I done sinned. Lord, I done missed it. I have godless sorrow, and I don't want to be found here no more. God, I want to do better, and I need your help. And then, like I said, we pray and ask God for forgiveness. Then we supposed to continue to seek God. We need to seek him continually. The Bible tells us that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seeketh him. Come on, somebody. You is responsible. I'm responsible to make the time and seek him. Well, how do you seek him? Through his word. Listen, if you in consecration right now, you ought to be praying and read his word. That's what you ought to be doing. You don't need to be taking a break and getting on that phone. You need to give God your full and undivided attention. Come on, somebody. You know, well, you know, I'm fasting the TV. You don't see nowhere. Listen, I know it wasn't Molly back then, but most of the time when you go back and study the people that went in fast, and most of the time it was a dry fast other than Daniel fast. But it was a dry fast when Esther was going to present herself before the king. She went on the dry fast. Even with Moses, when it was a dry fast, even with Jesus. That's why I said, go check out Isaiah 58. I'm not going to use my time right now to take you into all of it, but it'll reveal to you the kind of fast that would get results from God. Come on, so fasting is more than just doing without food. Well, you see, when Prophet Miller started out, I didn't know no better. I would just do without food, then pray, then read. Yeah, I was that dumb, didn't know no better. But you grow in grace and knowledge. And as the Lord began to reveal to me and teach me about fast, we have a lot of people say, well, Prophetess Miller, I can't fast. I'm going to tell you why. If the cost is not great enough, you're not going to make the sacrifice. If the cost is great enough, you will make and find the time. You'll shut that TV off. You'll get off that, or better yet, you'll limit your conversation on the phone because you say, I need an answer. Habakkuk wanted an answer from the Lord, and guess what? He made the sacrifice. He was sincere about that thing, and guess what? God spoke to him pertaining to what he was dealing with at that moment and what was going to happen days to come. Amen. If so, don't tell me, you know. So I'm telling you, if you fasted or you've been fasting in the past and you ain't got no resource, you didn't fast the way God told you. Go back, and I'm telling you, Isaiah 58 really revealed to us the kind of fast that God required. As I stated, to seek the Lord continue. And then he said, turn from sinful behavior True repentance is more than, and like I said, you have to turn. That's why he said, confess your sins and forsake them, God, to have mercy. If you truly, come on, I want you to hear me. See, the enemy want to water the word down. You got something, say, I just don't believe that word works. Yes, that word do work. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm a witness. And I'm sure we have people on this, on the air right now, you're a witness too. The word of God do work, but you got to work it according to the way that God planned for you to work it. In the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, it is full of the laws and principles of God, bringing us up into the New Testament, the way God dealt with his people, the way when they choose to stray away or reject the knowledge of God, how they brought discretion upon themselves, they brought the judgment of God upon themselves. But we in this time, I hear people, well, I did this and God ain't did nothing. Don't do that. You calling him a lie. God watch over his word to perform it. I found out when I first got saved, I wasn't praying according to what was written. I was praying based upon what somebody told me. And that ain't to try to make nobody look bad. But the Holy Spirit said, get in the word. I know one day I was on my knees. He said, and get up, open your eyes, and God begin to reveal to me through the Holy Spirit some of the same prayers that Apostle Paul prayed. He said, go through the epistles and pick them out, and I want you to insert your name in that prayer. And I've been doing it for years. It makes a difference. Come on, somebody. If you're going on a trip, a tour, and you don't know where you're going, two things going to happen. You're going to either get you a map or get you a tour guide. But trying to find your way in a place, man, you'll be struggling. You'll never reach your destiny. And I'm telling you, Jesus said, I want you to experience the abundant life, but you're going to have to do it my way. But you're going to have to find out what I say and do what I say, and I will release the grace. I will enable you. I will give you what you need to do it my way. Don't let nobody tell you you can't live the Bible. I hear it a lot. That's a lie from the pits of hell. But then, like I said, true repentance is more than talk. It is changing your behavior, and that's the thing. We have to change our behavior. Hear me good. A change has to take place. The Bible says, if any man in Christ, he's a new creation in Christ Jesus. If you're going on a consecration, it ought to be some change in you. Your life ought to be transformed. You ought to see some experience, some deliverance. Come on now. Some cycles should be broken. But you shouldn't be repeating the same thing over and over. I don't know, when I was a child, we used to do this round and around, and I would get dizzy, and sometimes I would fall. I don't like going round and around. It frustrates. And so many saints, they get frustrated, and they get aggravated because they're tired of going round and round, tired of hearing people telling them what God don't do and don't never see the doing. Come on, somebody. I know I'm talking to somebody out here today. But like I said, then, like I said, whether we're in a group or whether nation, and see a lot of people, the enemy got you so psyched out what they're doing in the White House, you ought to think about what they're doing in the church, which is the body of Christ, and what's going on in your house. Do you not know one person can change a nation? Oh, yes, you can. You know, when I go and ask and I read about how those apostles, the 12, how they turned the world upside down, yeah. The anointing brought persecution, and it caused them to scatter, but it put them in different countries, different places, and people were able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, don't let 2024 be a year that you repeat the same thing. And Second Chronicles, like I said, he was asking God to do certain things. And some of it were concerned about our situation, talking about crime, enemy attack, drought, famine, inflation, foreigners, war, and sin. And I'm telling you, God is concerned with whatever we face, even the different consequences we've been. I want you to know God's concerned, but you got to cry out to him. Then the Bible said, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And y'all, it's so many things that detract us now. And I don't know, one of my greatest detractions would be the TV in my cell phone, because sometimes, you know, you turn your iPhone or whatever you got, you turn your phone and you start running through your email. And if I just keep going, sometimes if I ain't careful, I get stuck and I start looking at this, looking, and it'll get my attention. You know, I'm just being transparent. See, the enemy don't want none of us to spend that time with God, because he know through prayer and fast, and God will communicate with his people. And God want to talk to all of us, not just the fivefold ministry gifts. He want to talk to all of us. But that really blessed me. And like I said, they have, because see, even as God revealed to Solomon what to do, Solomon began to stray from the things that, what caused him to stray? He got his eyes off of God. Come on. He lost sight of the knowledge that God had gave him. He didn't maintain it. He allowed other things to begin to detract him. The Bible says he went after stray women. Oh, he had concubines. And they caused him to pull his heart away from God. That's why it's so important. You need to, in order to maintain the anger of God, you got to read this word. You got to spend time in that word. Meditate on that word. You, like I said, you got some saints, they want to decree and declare what is rich, but they don't want to live the life. Well, guess what? You ain't going to get the result. And then you got some, they decreeing and they declaring, but according to Mark 4 and Matthew 13, when the enemy come because of the word, guess what happens? They get offended. Come on, somebody. They get offended if that word ain't rooted and grounded in there. Now, I'm going back to 2 Peter 1 and 4. You said, yeah, I said all of that. Because, like I said, I want you to really get it in you. Whatever God said in his word, it's God's responsibility that caused it to manifest. But it's my responsibility and your responsibility to submit to the laws and principles of God. See, that's the part. You see, like I said, it took me some years when I first got saved. At first, I didn't know how to renew my mind. I didn't. When you said renew your mind, what in the world are they talking about? I ain't gonna know about renewing no mind. But I found out renewing my mind means was to get in the Word of God, because God gave me a new spirit. God didn't give me a new soul, which is consists of mind, will, and intellect. He didn't give me a new. I had to renew it. And I had to learn how to cast down those negative thoughts. Those thoughts weren't pleasing to God. See, all of this is part of the doorway to your abundant life. But like I said, when it comes down to the laws of precept, we want to overlook them. Now, in 2 Peter, the first chapter, if we got to that fourth verse, he said, whereby are given unto us, and right here he's talking, this epistle is to the born-again believers. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped. Now he said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence. See, he's talking about you got to be faithful. You got to be continued. You got to be consistent in this thing. Nobody go on a job in the beginning with no money or nothing, and if they faithful on that job for about the first 5 or 6 months, some, you know, earlier than that, they begin to see things change in their home because of money coming in. Well, as it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural. And I'm saying, you ought to make up in your mind. I've been saying long, and I'm reading in the scripture, he said that, when I bring my tithe into the storehouse, he'll rebuke the devourer. When I give to the poor, I give it to the Lord, and the Lord paid back with. Now, I'm doing this. I want to see the manifestation. Come on, somebody. See, that's the kind of attitude we have to take. And I'm telling you, it's laws and principles govern the promise of God. And so many people got overlooked and missed out on the laws and principles, and now you get offended with God. You get offended with me. Y'all said God to do this. He ain't do it for me. Well, what did you then do? You got to work it. You know, when they came up and now they got most the latest model automobile, you have to have your keys somewhere, but you don't push your button and the automobile start up. Now, if you ain't got them keys nowhere near you, or in that, you can push all you want, it ain't gonna start, because that ain't the way that they said that it's supposed to work. The way it worked, got to have the keys near, and you just push the button. Now, my automobile, you know, I have a 2011 and a 2004. My two automobiles, you got to put the key in the ignition. You got to put the key in. If you don't, and turn it won't crank. I can push all I want. Mine was not structured that way, that you push the button. Well, I'm telling you the way, and that's why when you go in the Old Testament, read it, and you go in the New Testament, Jesus, and even the prophet was always prophesying about what was going to come, how Jesus was going to come, what he was going to change when he comes. Then when Jesus, in the four gospels, Jesus, and then in the epistle, they were always referring to the Old Covenant, or better yet, the Old Testament. Come on, somebody. And I tell you, when I read in the Old Covenant and find out how God was big on hearing and obeying him, y'all, God is still big on that today. The only thing is, what make it a little bit easier, we got grace. We got the Holy Spirit. Or we have access to the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside of us. Come on, somebody. You can't just want to speak the promise of God. I think that might be in Psalm 50, 51. You can't just want to speak the promise of God and live any way you want to. You're not going to get the result that the Bible says. I can't stress that enough. But he was saying, and beside this, giving all diligence, added to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and temperance faith. See, he telling us how these characters going to be developed. And I'm telling you, these characters do not automatically grow without diligence. Come on, somebody. And this what a lot of stuff, not had that religious mind. Oh, you know, when I got saved, everything turned good for me. That didn't happen to me. When I got saved, the old folks said it was like the bottom fell out. All hell broke loose. When I got saved, everything that could come attack me, it attacked me when I got saved. But thank God for one of the mothers in the church, the late Mother Curry. That mother and the late Martha Jean, the late Apostle Ida Bell Parker, Mother Jackson, Mother Chamber, these people taught me, Mother Jackson. God put these women in the late Bishop Vaughn. He put people in my life to reveal to me the laws and principles of God. Some saints don't, but just like the children of Israel, you don't want to ride the same dumb mountain. And every year you make new resolutions. I know you might not like this. Don't get mad. But if you get mad enough at me to get in the Word and say, okay, you know, I did miss it. And well, I don't blame God. I don't blame the devil. I don't blame everybody. It's my fault. Well, Prophet Miller, you know, everybody can't read. Everybody don't grasp it like you. I agree with you 100%. But guess what? To him that want to know the will of God, to him it'll be revealed. God wants you to know. What good earthly father, even if it knows that child has some kind of disability, that they wouldn't try to still reach that child or do good to that child? Come on, somebody. And God is not limited. And that's why Jesus had to come, because man had lost his place, his relationship with God. Jesus bought it back. And guess what? Don't let the enemy or nobody tell. I can hear somebody just say, you know what? Some things are back. You know what? I'm tired of hearing this thing about Jesus. I done tried all that stuff. That stuff don't work. I wish I would just stay the sinner, at least when I was sick. See, I done hear people make remarks like that. You make remarks like that, that's foolishness. People that don't have knowledge about God make those kind of remarks. People that, when you read it and you doubt it, people that read it and don't know what part you're supposed to play. Excuse me. But then he's gone in knowledge to temperance, and temperance to patience, and patience to godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, into brotherly kind of charity. And there too, again, I'm going to read it from another translation. I'm going to read it. I'm going to close with my Amplified with that, because I'm telling you, this is so important. Make up in your mind in 2024 what God promised me. I'm going to find out where I've been missing it, and I'm going to do what he say, and I'm going to reap what he say. Come on, somebody. Get serious. Amen. I'm in 2 Peter, the first chapter, and I'm going to start, like I said, I think I'm going to close with this. I'm going to start reading. Well, really, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle, special mention of Jesus Christ to those who have received, obtained, and equal privilege, a like precious faith with ourselves in and through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. May grace, God, faith, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, freedom from fear, agitation, passion, and moral conflict be multiplied to you in the full personal precious and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power have bestowed upon us all things that are requited and suitable to life, godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory, excellent virtue. By means of these, he have bestowed on us his precious, exceeding great promise, so that through them you may escape by flight from the marred decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become share partakers of the divine nature. For this very reason, adding your diligence to the divine promise, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue, excellence, resolution, Christian energy, and exercise virtue, develop knowledge, intelligence. And in exercise knowledge, develop self-control. See, he's telling us what we need, how it works. And to exercise self-control, we develop steadfastness, patient endurance. And exercise steadfastness, we develop godliness. And in exercising godliness, develop brotherly affection. And exercise brother affection, develop Christian love. For as these qualities are yours and increase and abound in you, they will keep you from being idle or unfruitful unto the full personal knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. For whoever lacks these qualities, my dear godly character, is blind spiritually, short-sighted, seeing only what is near. And see, there too again, and this is why when he said through our grace, be multiplied. When our knowledge increase in the things of God, the redemption work of Christ, y'all, that really makes a difference. That's what transformed your life. That's what revealed to you what God has for you. It'll reveal to you. You have an enemy. It'll reveal to you how to fight the enemy. It'll reveal to you the weapons. Paul even said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, he said, now finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. He said, now listen, you need to put on the whole armor of God, because you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. And it grieved God when they're saints. We constantly fighting one another. You get on my nerve and you mad at this one. Y'all, the enemy, because of ignorance, he turning the saints on the saints to get you away from listen, God is the spirit, the devil is the spirit. And the enemy will influence me if I allow him through ignorance or through lack of knowledge. He want me to be mad at you so he can affect my faith, him to keep my faith from being affected. So when I use my authority against him, it's not going to be affected. And it's sad, but it's sad what he's doing. He'll get me to lie on you if I had to learn this here. You got too many times. Walk around with being offended with one. Well, you don't know what they did to me. I might not know what they did to you, but I promise you at the root of it, they was influenced by Satan to do what they did. And because of your ignorance and your lack of knowledge, lack of faith, the lack of confidence, what God said, you falling for it. I got to stop. We're going to continue here Thursday if the Lord if the Lord allow us. But please go back and read these words. Make up in your mind in 2024, you're going to experience everything that Jesus paid. You're going to experience that abundant life. You're going to stop letting the devil keep stealing from you in the same area. You're going to stop going around the same dumb mountain. You're going to get off this merry-go-round. You're going to break those cycles. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the word. I thank you for those that tune in. We give you praise. We give you honor. I commit this people into your care right now. I pray for the Holy Spirit to continue to bring enlightenment, understanding, and revelation to those that have tuned in. Father, I thank you. We rebuke the devil. I rebuke and bind the strong man. A doubt, unbelief, mind-binding thoughts that operate in the minds of the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Enjoy the rest of your day.